Welcome to the Lock In Podcast. My name is Conor Muinichon and I work for Black Knight. This is episode 19 of the series about how we live now. Today we're talking to David Walsh Kemis, who's a farmer and a brewer from Ballykilcavan Farm and Brewery in Stradbally, County Laois. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Your website, David, ballykilcavan.com, it is very entertaining. I've just been there having a look at your videos. Social distancing is not a problem on Ballykilcavan Farm, as far as I can see.
Absolutely. Listen, we were very lucky because I know a lot of people had a very rough time during lockdown. I mean, obviously, the fact that we're living on a farm here and it's a reasonably sizable farm. We have three small kids, so the fact that we were basically able to throw them out the front door whenever they got too riotous and boisterous, and the weather was good as well during the lockdown. So, we are very, very lucky where we live.
Do you mind me asking, how big is the farm, David?
The whole farm's about 1,100 acres. Now, about half of that's under forestry. So we're actually farming about 500 to 600 acres. And what that is now is about three quarters of that is a dairy farm at the minute. And the rest of them is tillage land. So it's where we grow the malting barley that we use for our own brewery. And then we also grow for Waterford Distillery.
So that's a big farm, David, by West of Ireland standards, at least at any rate. But not quite big enough, is it, for commercial tillage, or are there economies of scale that are involved there?
Yeah, I mean, when I took over, it was very much a mixed farm. So obviously we had the forestry, we had quite a lot of cattle as well, and the tillage farm. I came in from an IT background. I did a computer science degree, worked up in Dublin for a few years, and then came back farming when my dad retired. And just looking through the books, and I think to be fair, my dad would have agreed that the cattle didn't lose money, but they didn't make any money either. And there was a lot of work involved in them. So got rid of them, went purely tillage. And really, after about 10 years of that, again, it's just a case of looking at the figures. And from my point of view, we're completely reliant on the European money that we get. But the farm, in a good year, breaks even. And then you're completely reliant on politicians deciding to keep funding farming in Europe as a whole. So I felt a bit vulnerable in terms of trying to keep the farm alive and keep it going for the next generation. And that's really when we decided that we needed to do something different, some diversification.
So hence Ballykilcavan Brewery. Tell me about that. How's that going for you? And there's a tourism aspect as well, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's very much a staged process, I suppose, in terms of building the business up. So we started off, we were brewing in another brewery up in Salins in Loch 13. We were building our own brewery at the time, and we moved down here December 2018. So we've been brewing on-site on the farm since then. And the next stage is we did quite a lot of tours last year. We obviously would have been planning to do more this year, and we're just starting to get back into a few farm tours now. But the next stage is to get the visitor centre up and running so that we can get more and more people in here as tourists into our brewery, but also into County Laois and into the Midlands in general, you know, try and get people away from the very busy spots in Ireland, try and get them to discover the inner heartland.
As I was saying to you, I'm based in the west of Ireland, David, and before the lockdown came, I would regularly travel to the office, obviously, in Carlow at Black Knight HQ, and I'd pass through Stradbally, coming over the windy gap there, and it is the most spectacular, gorgeous countryside. What I liked about it, and especially coming from the west, which has its own charms as well, but one of the things I loved was the effective tillage on the landscape, and the fact that every single week I'd come over that gap, and the view would have changed because there would be something else going on farm-wise from week to week.
It is. I mean, you can tell from the countryside, even if you didn't know what time of year it was, you can tell the time of year because, you know, we're starting to get obviously into nice golden fields now with the barley ripening. But it goes from, it's sort of probably a green over the winter when it's into the cover crop, and then it's brown when you plow it, and then it's sort of lovely light green. And then you can even tell from the growing season what part of the year you're in. But this is nearly my favourite time of the year when you start to see the golden fields coming up, and you know that it's, hopefully you've got the barley through to this time of year, you can get it harvested and get it into the shed.
So what has lockdown meant for you, David, for the business in particular? As you said, tourism has been impacted. What about the brewing side of things?
Brewing side of things actually, surprisingly, has gone very well for us. We were, like, pretty much everything that we produce goes into either cans or bottles. So the pubs closed, we lost a few very good customers. But actually, in terms of volume, that didn't make too much of a difference to us. And then suddenly we found that online sales of beer were absolutely flying. particularly canned beer. So we started off with bottled beers. We did a few canned beers last year and we built up a bit of a range on that. But we've been struggling to keep up with production levels of canned beers for the last 2 or 3 months. We're only now really back on top of if an order comes in, we're pretty sure we're going to be able to fulfill it straight away. Because I think people obviously were at home, they couldn't go out to have a drink. So if they want to have a beer, the safest way to do that was to go online and buy a few cans and ship them out. And the cans were great because they ship easily. You know, they package easily. They don't break like the glass bottles do, and they worked really well. So it's actually been, you know, economically, it's been quite good for us, whatever about all the other effects. But from the brewing side of things, it's been very good. The tourism, as you say, has obviously been wiped out, and we're only really getting started on probably a different tourism product than we would have had if we'd been in normal circumstances. But from the beer side of things, it's actually worked pretty well.
And you say you're selling online. Was that something you were doing right from the start, David?
No, we wouldn't have really done anything. We would have had sort of one or two stockists that would be mainly online. But what it was about three of our stockists and a few more as well that came in and started doing a lot of online sales. And we were doing on-farm sales as well. So we started selling direct from the farm, where you could put an order in online and then we'd pack it up, we'd leave it, and then you could come and collect it whenever it suited you. Now, the restriction we have on that is actually the legislation. So it's from 1870. It was signed into law by Queen Victoria. And it's a minimum of 21 litres, effectively, of beer that you have to buy from us. It's a wholesale quantity. So we can sell you a couple of cans or something like that. You have to buy big volumes. Now, it actually did, again, I was a bit surprised at how well it did for us. And it at least gives people, you know, confidence that we're still trading and we're still in business. But really, it was mainly the online stockists who have an off-license. They were the ones who did big volumes for us over that period.
Now, we're into the stage three, which has been extended of Ireland's reopening. Stage four, or phase four, I should say, has been delayed, with obvious implications, obviously, for the tourism and hospitality sector, for pubs and that as well. It's difficult to plan things right now, I know, David. Can you say at this stage that you have made plans or that you have changed plans based on what has happened? Because none of us knew this was going to happen in January.
Of course.
But obviously, now you said you're seeing a fall off in the tourism side of things and an increased demand, obviously, for your bottled and canned product as well. Has this changed your plans going forward later into the year and 2021?
It's probably changed them a bit. I mean, we have just got planning permission for the visitor centre, so that's going to go ahead. We're going to build that on the basis that at some point, hopefully, normality will return and we'll be able to get visitors in. I think it is going to be a different product. It's not going to be coach loads of 30 people coming in to do a brewery tour. It'll be more like sort of 6 to 10 people. You know, we can, under the current guidelines, we can happily enough fit 10 people into the brewery at a time. So I think it'll probably be more tours with fewer people on them. And that's just the way we're going to have to run them. And it, in a way, it's actually a nice tour to do when there are fewer people on it, because I think you probably get more engagement from the people that are there. And so, you know, we'd be quite happy to do it that way. As I say, obviously the visitor centre was built, the business plan for that was built around getting sort of probably fewer tours in with more people on them. But, you know, we just have to work with what we can do at the minute. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see an awful lot of overseas tourists next year. So we'd be relying on the domestic market. But I think people have responded very well to the fact that, you know, they're obviously, we're being encouraged strongly not to go abroad and to stay at home and spend our money here. So we've actually had quite a lot of people coming to stay in Laois. So they'd be coming from other parts of the country, staying in Laois, and then they come over and do a tour with us.
Well, it's good to talk to you, David, and it's good to get the insight from one business that's coping and that's adapting, I think, to deal with the very changed circumstances that we find ourselves in right now. And hopefully things will get back to normal at some point. And I look forward to heading back to the office in Carlow and stopping off maybe in Stradbally to see you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not a big detour, so you can just call out, have a look around. I mean, as I say, like for a lot of people, it's a case of calling in, having a look around, and then just going to send you up to the local Super Value for now, and you can buy a few beers and bring them on to Carlo.
Very good. Thanks very much, David, for talking to us. That's David Walsh, chemist there from Ballykilcavan Farm and Brewery in Stradbally in County Laois. Every week we do the show. You can find out more about it at thelockin.ie. We mentioned there just that the reopening has of pubs has been delayed for phase four until the 10th of August. And it's definitely something that I find a lot of people are missing out on, I think, at the moment, that social gathering. And especially when it comes to musicians and bands and sessions and things like that. I have watched and I have featured a lot on this podcast, different collaboration recordings where people record their part of a piece of music and put it all together. This is one I'm going to recommend. It's the HFC Concert Band from County Wexford, and there's dozens of them in it, but they've done a fantastic arrangement of the theme from The Great Escape, and we'll feature it. We'll put a link to it in with the podcast notes at thelockin.ie as well. There's a couple of pieces, in fact, that they've recorded, and I also want to give a recommendation for fans of traditional music. The gig scene in County Clare in particular is very, very vibrant indeed, and one of the stalwarts of that and a local broadcaster as well is a man called Owen O'Neill. And Owen has found himself with a little bit more time on his hands perhaps than he'd like at the moment, and he's taken the opportunity to launch a podcast, which is something that I know he was talking about doing in the past. I'm delighted to see that it has come to fruition. The Owen O'Neill podcast is the name of it, and we'll put a link to that on the screen and on with the notes at thelockin.ie as well. It's a series of episodes in which he interviews well-known musicians around the gig and session scene in County Clare in particular. He's featured so far Christy McNamara in the first episode, Luca Bloom in the second, and the latest episode, which I've yet to hear but I'm looking forward to it, features singer Katie Theasby. And that's it for the Lock-In podcast for this week. Thelockin.ie is where you can find the videos and the audio to go with the series, and information about how you can subscribe to hear future episodes as well. Good day and Kiedarela Slán agus Benacht.